reminder that we all fall into one of two categories. All humans can be divided. I mean, there's lots of different ways you can divide people. Hair color. You know, nation of origin. Religion, obviously. Race. But the most important divider is people who have lots of S on their keychains and people who do not.
Okay.
And we have a do here. Tommy has left his keychain in here, and it's so obnoxious, it overflows onto a second chain with cards. It's a real mess, Tommy.
Let me see. Can you hold it up?
If you think that's bad, you should have seen it before I got that wallet.
What are you, a janitor?
Yeah. First of all, this is a little pull chain.
Grossly unnecessary.
What? That is so handy.
What they come on when they give them to us. I have one too.
They gave you one of those?
Yeah.
They did?
I mean, it's.
Also, it comes off. You know that, right? Like, you can take it right off.
Why would I need to take it on and off? Then I can lose
them.
Do you put this on your belt?
Yeah, if you don't put it on your belt.
Why is it in here on the table?
Yeah, that's a great question.
If it's attached to you.
Huh?
It's only inconvenient if it's actually attached to you.
You can have this one.
Yeah, that's a good point. Is my wallet in there too?
Is this your wallet? This tiny piece of Velcro?
Yeah.
This whisper of hope against theft?
Yeah.
Yeah, for a guy
who believe that you lost it.
For a guy who has his wallet stolen, you're putting a lot of faith in what is that, elastic?
I can't give you crap for that. I love that.
Thank you.
It's a pretty minimalist wallet.
Yeah.
But if you lost all of that, you're really screwed. That looks like maybe house keys, wallet, and car key.
Yeah.
You're really pointing people
in the direction of your home.
Plus your frosty thing. Your rubber guitar pick with earbuds on the inside.
Yeah, so my AirPods.
You never know when you'll need to cover your ear pods with an additional piece of rubber from your conveniently carried extra in your pocket giant guitar pick.
They fall out of my ears, and those hook. They give you like little hooks to keep them in my ear better. Oh.
And what is
just
this?
Become a man.
Do you use this to glamour other vampires? What is this little blue and pink thing?
It's pretty. It is. It's like lip gloss.
Like a little gazing disc.
Why do you have this?
Is it meaningful? I know I bought an earring from someone on Instagram, and they included that in the package, and I just think it's fun.
It is fun. I love keychains.
Yeah. Maybe you should give that to Kelly, that whole wall
no,
to Kelly. Things are much
more
fun on that side of the table.
What's your affinity for Yoda? Do you have an affinity for Yoda? Is this just another trinket from an Instagram purveyor?
Where do these keep coming from?
One just doesn't make sense,
and I love it.
I just don't like how there's not a central ring where everything originates from.
You know, it's his janitor carabiner. Let's get rid of this stuff. Why can't these be with this?
Well, you see...
I'm referring to the two...
That would simply be too much.
Key cards.
That would be...
The cards could go in the wallet.
Giant wad of keys. Yeah, why can't they go in the wallet?
Well, because then I have to have the wallet out, too. Usually the wallet's not...
They're literally laying on the counter together. It appears like they spend a lot of time near each other.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's crazy because I don't know why my keychain's not on my belt. Usually it is.
You must have taken it off.
I have a lot of things. I'm realizing.
You do have a lot of things. That's what we're saying. Yeah, this is an intervention.
You've got
Tommy.
A lot of clutter.
I kind of used to be a big cargo shorts wearer, so I still wear them down here, but I used to have like all my pockets full of things at all times for no real reason, and I think that it's kind of just conglomerated to all of that. Mm. Yeah.
Do you have a lot of trinkets in your room?
Oh my God, you don't want... I'll send you a picture of my room.
Oh no. Does it look like Steve Carell's place in 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Probably.
Nice.
Do you have a framed Asia poster?
Do you have a lot of action figures?
Good.
Oh my God. Hot Wings, you're putting me on blast right now, man. You haven't even seen the pictures yet.
Oh no.
send him a group message.
Let me ask you this question. What is the nerdiest Funko Pop that you have still in a box?
Oh, thank God. I'm not a Funko Popper. That's a verb now, apparently. But yeah, I don't have those. But I'm pretty bad about Beanie Babies. Huh?
Do you have Beanie Babies?
Yeah, I got a Beanie Baby in my car.
Do you have any Bratz dolls?
No, but I'm a big Polly Pocket person.
LOL.
Big Polly Pocket
Wait, do you have a Polly Pocket?
No, I wish.
Oh, man.
But I have my little Yoda, which Polly is kind Pocket. Of like...
Maitland, do you have a big keychain?
Not really, no. I just have my keys on like a lanyard.
Oh, okay. You seem like... Were you at one point I don't know. This may have changed, but like when a billion years ago, when we were in high school and college, women always had a trillion things on their keychain. It was always like characters, a bottle of perfume, maybe some lip balm.
When I met my wife, that's how it was. I was like, what is all of that? Like, well, this key is for this. And this is this. And this, this is a key that I had to use one time 4 years ago for this. Just get rid of all that crap. You don't need it.
I have two keys that I need to get into my apartment with. Got my car keys.
Okay.
Insert before flight little tag thing. And then just like a teeny tiny little evil eye keychain.
What? Why do you need that wrist lanyard and the other flight thing? What are they for? Functional or for
this
fun?
This is because I'll lose it. And then this is also because I will lose it. And then this is also for fun.
Okay.
This is to show that I'm cool and I like airplanes.
How did those prevent you from losing it?
Okay.
Because I can loop it around my wrist if I'm ever in a situation where I need them to be handy, but don't have enough hands. Mm. I live on the second floor. I need hands
free. I'm
just
investigating this. Yeah. You know.
Okay, so the image I just sent is the closest thing I can find right now, but it does have my shelf of knickknacks on it.
Oh, boy, does it. Yeah, that's awesome.
I'll find a better one, because I have one video of my whole room, and that would be terrifying for you.
Wow. Is that the Aflac duck?
Let me look at it. I don't know what I just sent.
Underneath your TV, there's two ducks, actually.
That looks like a goose. Is that a goose?
Oh.
Yeah, two gooses. Geese, I guess, rather.
Mm. Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah, I got those at Goodwill, and they're friends, obviously.
Is that a Tiger Woods prayer candle right in the middle?
That would be Lil Nas X.
Okay. Right between the pigs from Angry Birds or whatever that is.
It's from Overwatch. It's called Apache Mari. It's like a weird squid turnip thing. I don't know what it is, but it just looks cute.
That's beautiful.
It is. I mean, it's very well done. It's a nice shelf.
Thank you.
Did you build that?
Yep, with my own two hands. No, my grandpa made it.
He did?
Yeah.
Did he know you were going to put such stupid stuff on it?
You know, I honestly am so glad that he's never come upstairs, because I know if he saw that, he would just be like, I'm taking that back.
No way.
He like, what a waste of wood.
He would not. Is that a surfboard you used to use when you were littler? Like a foot tall?
Yeah, actually, I used it for my tech decks. No, I'm just kidding. I don't do that. But no, it's just cute. Again,
looks like you got an old bottle of Coca-Cola in case there's ever a drought.
Yeah, that's actually a super old bottle. That's from like the 1990s. It's like a Michigan State one.
Super old.
Yeah, I was going to say super. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that picture of the guy with the pink face? Is that Salad Fingers?
No, it's Scary Terry, but Salad Fingers is a very niche reference, and I love that.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I know. This is fascinating. It's like a nature documentary in French.
Scary Terry. What the hell is that thing?
It's from Rick and Morty.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Makes sense.
Salad Fingers is an old YouTube thing.
Oh, I remember
where
salad.
This guy's like green and he's got salad for fingers. And he's like, I like rusty spoons.
That was so good.
This is insane.
Yeah, I have a whole nother wall
of things. Stranger in my own home.
Find them.
I can't believe y'all have never heard of Salad Fingers.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking about it all the time. Salad fingers.
One of my favorite things.
Yeah. The other day I was just salad fingering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you toss it first?
Yep.
Right after, real good.
Tossed it with bare hands.
Yeah.
Maitland, you were sharing some advice you used to get from your dad because you had these long keychains.
Yeah.
About, back when there was keys in the ignition, which you had a hard time finding now.
I have that.
You do?
Yep. But my dad would always say, like, don't put all that crap on your keychains because it'll weigh it down and it'll mess up your ignition.
That was definitely something my dad told me as well. And I think all dads have said.
Mm-hmm. But then, we were all really liked these lanyard things. And now I only buy the short ones because my dad said, don't get those long ones. They'll get tangled up in your legs if you have to stop real fast.
Wow. How do you break?
Yeah.
Like, do you pull your knee back by your ear and then thrust it downward with great vengeance?
I'm a real.
Through any loop that's in your way, you will just depress the brake no matter what?
I'm a real YI auto breaker.
Wow.
Wind up, ready to go.
That's amazing.
Kelly, what was your keychain at its longest or most full?
Oh, I told you I was a keychain collector. I was a bad kid.
I bet it was obnoxious.
I was a real bad kid. I love keychains. So I always had one that had like Kelly on it. And then I had one of those pins that came on a keychain that you could jingle or like jiggle back and forth. And the little carriage would move with all the glitter and stuff in it. So I probably had like 10 keychains on there easily, other than my car key and my house key. I easily had 10. Right now, it's just my car key and two house keys. I just looked for it.
Pretty sweet.
Pretty boring.
How many keys do you have on your keychain that you're not sure what they do?
Oh, I know what they all do. This is my biggest keychain.
Not as obnoxious as it used to be. Hot Wings used to pull it out and he looked like a janitor.
Yeah.
No, and it was really crazy when, like in high school, like, you know, that's peak
doofusy
keychain. So I had like the California Raisin playing a saxophone on my keychain.
Oh, yeah, that is cool.
I mean, that in of itself is a pretty big lump of plastic. And then I had a couple other tchotchkes hanging off there. And yeah, I mean, there were a million different keys and whatever. But yeah, now it's I know what they all do. So
in high school, my friend and I, we had gone to some like indoor flea market place and they had pool ball keychains.
Mm-hmm.
So we both, of course, got an 8-ball keychain.
Oh, yeah, because you're dangerous.
But then we were like, we got to get more of these. So
we got to have all of them.
We each had like 6 or 7 of them on a key ring, which is, I mean, about the size of a baseball overall.
Right?
And we would carry them all, like stuff it in our pocket. And it was just made this awkward bulge in our pants. But we were like, yeah, these are pretty sweet. Yeah, I got a 7-ball. What do you got? Oh, you got the 13?
Cool. Was there an effort to get all of them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Are you a completist?
Yeah.
Like, do you have that urge?
Yeah.
You want the set?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've had to fight that because as a kid, I always wanted like, oh, I want the whole set. And then when my kids started getting toys, I'm like, oh, I'm an adult. I can afford the whole set now. Let me buy all of these. No, they don't care. This is just some weird tick in your brain that's wasting your money.
My favorite were the lighter leashes that came out. You never lose your lighter. It was so nice.
What did you attach it to?
This keychain that was a little leash. And so it had like a little pocket almost. And you could shove your lighter in there and it would hold it. And then it had like an extender on it. So you could, somebody was like, you may got a lighter? Yeah, right here on my keychain.
No, you weren't a smoker of cigarettes. Why did you need a lighter?
In college, I needed a lighter for my
freebasing.
Yes.
It's the way you cook the black tar in the spoon.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Otherwise, you just have a bent spoon for nothing.
Gross.
Bent spoon is the part you have a problem with.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You know I respect silverware. Yeah,
bend that back the right way.
I don't like it either.
This text, I still have my 8-ball keychain. I'm 30. I'm never getting rid of it.
Yeah, it's an 8-ball.
This text, did Tommy say the 90s are super old? Roll up a newspaper and hit him in the nose right now.
Yeah, the 90s aren't old.
I mean, they are.
Mm-hmm. It's 30 years. Well, I mean, 25 to the end of the 90s.
Crazy.
The bottle of Coke from the 90s is definitely old.
That's an old Coke.
Yeah.
They're all faded, those cans. Gross.
You don't like the fade?
No. I like it to be that cherry red color when I drink it. Because if that can is so old that it's faded, there's no way that Coca-Cola
it's not staying good.
No.
Like 6 months, right?
Not
That's how long you get?